My name is Ariana Tabanico. I'm a freshman here at the University of Arizona studying speech, language, and hearing sciences. I'm a first-generation student, and I've always been passionate about music, even though it was like my first dream to be doing for college, but I turned it down slowly. Double bass or bass guitar. So, it's just a tiny little person with a big instrument.
Are you still playing at all?
Not as much but as I wish, but I want to, get back with it. I miss it. I think I always grew up with music, and, even before I was born, and I always felt, comfortable. And then when I did join, music and when I was, 12 years old, the band teacher asked if there was, a bass player that would want to join the jazz band, because he was starting to get up at my middle school. And I got, volunteered/voluntold to go play. I was okay. I've never done, that was my first year, because I switched from viola to double bass, and I was I'm not the greatest yet, but I'll get there. And so he taught me, he was patient with me, and I felt a good connection with him. And then I also met, a year later, I met the Tucson Jazz Institute, and I was able to meet some people. I felt a little nervous, because I was I don't know anyone here. And I'm, one of the few girls, and I'm playing the bass, so, I really have to, learn. But they are patient with me, and I'm really grateful for that, even though I did leave when I was, a few years later. But I'm always hearing jazz. For competitions, because I was also in FFA, Future Farmers of America, they would make fun of me because I would always be hearing jazz to be able to study more, or on the way to competitions, because I was I need to learn, but also couldn't have a memory instead of looking at the sheet of music. And so, I don't know, I just got used to it. You know, I'm not always hearing jazz, I'm always hearing something, and it might be rude to some people, but I'm it keeps me calm, and I'm still listening to you, and multitasking isn't a real thing. I think it's a thing, because if I can get all these tasks done while listening to you and be able to, say what you told me or taught me, I feel like I'm being successful. Because one time I did zone out in a class, but I was doing my own thing with music, and I think my friend asked me, what did the teacher say? I was like, he probably talked about the Cold War, because it was history, and I gave an answer, and she's like, wow. And she told me I was right. I was like, guess it works, because it was during, we were all home for COVID. So I was like, if it works. 1930s, the big bands, and just hearing, it was simple, music, but I was able to pick up on it. And throughout middle school, everyone knew that I kept fighting for first chair. Nobody was able to, push me back down. And I was like, this is where I'm going to go. But, and then everyone's, asking me, do I know Sergio Tabanico? I was like, I wish, but I don't think he's family. But everyone, throughout the jazz career or hobby, everyone kept asking if I knew him. I was like, no. But I was I was following his footsteps in a sense. There's a few songs I hated because I couldn't figure out the fingering on one of my hands. And I kept getting frustrated because I couldn't get it. One of them was the Night in Tunisia, and then, I don't know we were playing Vine Street Rubble, and they made me take a solo. I was like, I don't want to take a solo. I never like taking solos, because I always I don't know what I'm doing, and I feel like I need structure. But I always like hearing it. And then when they would go at for Essentially, if they got into Essentially Ellington, I would always find the old recordings they would have be producing. But I was like, if I can't go to Juilliard or anything, one day I will want to go to jazz at the Lincoln Center. So I'm going to check. Then it's flash forward to now. There's an internship in New York, and I was hopefully I could get in, because I will sneak away one of those weekends just to go over there. I think it was difficult because I had to play on the bass guitar, and that transition, because it's different than the actual bass, and I was what do I do here? And I just kept the repetition of the beginning, where it's, hold on, I'm trying to think how to how it played, but I kept on with it. I was just let me play this so I can get used to it, and I kept on every day. I was I'm going to figure this out, even though I'm frustrated. But I ended up getting it, and I was, like, really proud of myself. And then it was that and Chameleon, I remember now, because I tried playing Chameleon on the bass guitar, and I couldn't, so I had to move it for a bit, and I was like, this is easy. So now I'm, like, when I think about it, I could just probably play, like, the chorus or, like, my part mainly. But I'm like, if I don't need the rest, I can just live with this right now. But I have, like, a big binder of sheet music, and I'm like, if I ever go back, I'm just going to play this for now. Well, mostly, like, I would always, like, play and do something else. I would just be hearing it and, like, act like I was playing it because I felt like it did help, because hearing it from, like, another bass player or, like, the whole big band, I would shut the door. I'm like, I don't want to deal with you guys right now. And I was like, I need to figure this out because we had a concert or something coming, and I was like, I'd rather be decent about it than perfect. And because if I'm perfect, I'm going to be ended up making more mistakes than I would want. And I could hear, I pick up on it more than anyone else is going to pick up on it. Listening, be able to listen to everyone and, like, realize that I got pushed more from certain teachers than others. And, like, I haven't, like, this is, I'd say this is, like, the main reason after I left my freshman year, because I felt like a baby when I was playing in my orchestra and the jazz band. Well, the jazz band, I was helping everyone because they didn't really, like, understand. But the orchestra, I felt like a baby because I felt like I was starting to, like, I was on the beginning level, and I was like, this is going to work for me because I need to be pushed. And I was already, like, at a certain level, and everyone knew that, like, if she's first chair, like, a lot of people knew that I was first chair, and they're like, we're not going to be able to get a pastor. And so I was like, I don't mind helping, but if I get treated like a baby, I'm leaving. And so I think being able to, like, listen to everyone, and, like, now I can hear things when I feel like I'm a dog, because I just, like, pick up on random things. I'm like, is that a squirrel or something? I don't know. I just feel like it really has helped me, like, start to talk to more people and get connections with friends or whoever, and have these new opportunities that I wouldn't have thought of, because I like trying new things. And it's weird, because even though people are like, how do you do this, even though you have anxiety or something, I was like, just keep trying, even though it's weird, and pushing through my own, what I've gone through. I was like, this is what makes me happy, and if it's a hobby, it's a hobby, it's something. I wasn't always playing loud or, like, plucking hard, so I was like, man, I have to go in the front of, and everyone's staring at me. So I would feel like everyone's staring mostly at me, because you could hear me, because I'm hooked up to the amp. And I got, like, self-conscious, because I was like, what if I do mess up and they know? And I have caught myself messing up, but I was like, just keep going. Don't even look. Don't make it obvious. Try to see what count we are in the measure, and just keep, like, mess up the whole measure. And then I try to find where we are to keep, like, get back on track. Because I was like, if I could pick up on it, hopefully nobody else does. But if someone does, I'd rather act like where I'm not. I know where I am going. But not a lot of people picked up on it, thankfully, and I knew more, like, of the beats and scales, so I was, like, able to act like I knew what I was doing more. And I think it's, like, improv, but, like, I had my own, I, like, changed it a little for myself, because I was, like, one of the teachers, he was the bass player teacher, and I was, like, don't look at me, because I'm going to look at you back. But I was able to just listen to, like, the drums or, like, the horns, because I would pick up on their melody more and try to figure out where we are. Because it was different, but I was able to read it. It's different, because some people just go straight to sports or, like, doing other stuff. And I chose music, even though, like, I think it was beneficial for me, because I was able to, like, show I was able to do it. And I stuck with it for a while, and then I stopped, because I was like, even if it's not a dream, I'll figure out a way there one day.
As a female jazz player, and you said, like, at the Tucson Jazz Society, it was mostly males, and you're a female, was that ever an issue for you? Do you feel that in any way in the performances?
No, because I got along with I got along with them, and I was like, yeah. I was able to learn, but it did feel weird, because, like, I was, like, there was, like, a few girls, but I was, like, one of the, I felt like I was slightly, like, more, because, like, I feel like I was more shown, though, because I was in the rhythm, and I was like, I'm nervous, but I gotta get through it, and then, I didn't feel like it was an issue, because everyone, like, left it alone, but it was, like, a nice opportunity to be at. Being in your class, it's been able to see, like, more, like, of the history, and I was able to learn, because I always think, when everyone's like, what would you do, like, what time would you go back to, I was like, 1930s, I want to see the big bands, even if I, like, I wouldn't be allowed, because I was a woman, like, girls aren't really allowed to play then, or they were mostly singers, and I was like,